Hello.
Hi.
We don't get to see each other near as much. I live vicariously through news releases and performances and whatever. Actually, somewhere on YouTube, Sarah, there's the first interview you and I ever did for Much West, in which you say, I think my question was, well, what do you want to, how do you want to do this? What do you want to do? And I just want people to hear my music. I want to be able to sing for people. Well, it all
that
turned
sounds
out,
about right.
Kind of worked out pretty well, didn't it?
It kind of sure did, yep. Pretty blessed.
Do we know at what cost? Do you, I mean, there,
honestly, very little. I would say very little. I have no regrets. I love the life that I've been given and been able to live thus far. I've had so many amazing opportunities. You know, there's lots of things that one can gripe about, sure, but as a general theme, everything good and bad that's happened to me has all been a gift and lessons learned, you know. It's all been worth it completely.
The last album you released, Shine On, about the same time I discovered a great gospel singer from the Deep South named Mike Ferris, and his album was called Shine for All the People. And when I asked Mike, I said, where did this come from? He said, it was my mother who said, when you sing, shine for all the people. What did your shine represent?
Basically the exact same thing, but perhaps a little more self-involved. Mine was about persevering through trial and hardship and loss and finding the beauty in things and finding the beauty in yourself and being able to live your life to its fullest.
Basically what you're saying is you see the whole road ahead of you?
I'm very forward-thinking. Also, you know, present time. Like, I try really hard to live in the moment. And though I spend a lot of time in reflection when I'm songwriting, I don't tend to do that in the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a really positive, cup is half full kind of person. Like, I want to see the good in everything. And I work to see the good in everything. And I work to be at peace with everything around me. Makes for a better day. I'm a much better mother. I think better in general.
How is the mom thing going?
Oh, it's fantastic. My eldest is 14. She's bigger than me now.
That's not possible.
And it's just shocking. And my little one, finally, she's almost 9, finally broken 50 pounds. And she's a wisp. But they're both fierce and fantastic and strong-minded. And in particular, my 14-year-old, who is like the polar opposite of me at that age. She knows exactly who she is and exactly what she wants and won't take any crap from anybody.
You know, children are a reflection of their parents.
Well, then I've done a good job. I'm going to pat myself on the back. So far, so good.
Now, what set this in motion, this conversation, was the fact that you are 20 sleeps away from the Vancouver Jazz Festival. And
yes.
I see the dates here, June 24 in Toronto Jazz, 25th at the Ottawa Jazz Festival. And the 20th.
Yeah, those are my warm-up dates, so yeah. I'm really good by the time I get to Vancouver.
Okay. But it's interesting when you, I mean, put it in the context of a jazz festival. And my first thought was, is she going to do a jazz approach to her songs, or will she just do her songs? And then I looked at the lineup for the Ottawa Jazz Festival. There's Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. There's Buffy, Michael Franti, Brian Wilson. They're not going to change and become jazz musicians. They're going to present their music that got them there.
Yeah, and I think, you know, honestly, Jazz Fest, Folk Fest, they're all diversifying.
Yep.
To survive. And I'm happy to be the recipient of that desire. I love the opportunity to play. And, you know, I'm not going to break into any jazz. I don't profess to know hardly anything about jazz. And I'm definitely not a jazz artist, but happy to come and have the opportunity to play.
But you did put an interesting band behind you.
Yes, I have a lean, mean four-piece.
You got Flutterby. You got Butterfly Boucher.
Butterfly Boucher again. My dear, dear friend who's a great bass player, great songwriter, producer on her own in her own right. So she's going to play bass and sing. Michael Farrell is my keyboard player, and Dan Hickey is a new drummer. He used to play with Joe Jackson, who I'm sadly missing here because I'm going to be in Toronto.
Michael,
I would have loved to have seen that show.
Michael Farrell was, I think if I remember correctly, he was the band leader for Macy Gray for a number of tours.
Yes, yeah. Yes, he was, yeah.
Wow.
Lovely man. They're all the sweetest people. So it's a joy to get to perform with them.
You have a new album coming up in the fall, end of the year, and it's a
it's a Christmas record. It's been 10 years since the last one, so I figured it was time. So that'll be coming out at some point in the late fall. I'm just putting the final touches on the mixes now.
You did Carnegie Hall last year, the American Christmas Carol. Did that set something in motion for you?
That's actually the second time I've done that. It was sort of, we've been talking about it for the last couple of years, what to do next. And, you know, do I either rush back and try and, write a whole bunch of new material or, a Christmas record sort of buys me some time, basically, to be able to write more, which I've been doing a lot of. So I'm going to be doing at least one new song for the Jazz Fest.
When's the last time you were at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, which is where you're performing?
Oh, I think for a dance, probably for Falling Towards Ecstasy, the dance piece.
Yeah. But I mean, in performance, what about
in
that?
Performance? Oh, it's been a while.
You like the room?
It's a beautiful room. Yeah, it's really great. I don't think there's not a bad seat in the house.
No. Now, very quickly, we just had the recycled orchestra from Paraguay. Those amazing kids with their instruments. They came in and played for us at Roundhouse Radio. And ironically, the conversation that we had with the organizers of the event were about how music in schools was disappearing. It was being challenged. Your school of music is the pushback, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, it's certainly trying to provide an opportunity for kids who don't have any other opportunities. And certainly the fact that many music programs are being cut from the public school system was a great impetus to start this. And, I can go even further back and talk about the trip that we took to Thailand and Cambodia with World Vision. I mean, for me, that was, 1991?
Yep.
And that's really what sparked my desire and understanding of the power of giving back and using the platform I have to do something meaningful. And so for me, the school has been such a great manifestation of that. And it's just, I have such pride to be part of this amazing team we're transforming kids' lives. And, we have a girl, and this is not the reason that we're doing it, but at the same time, like, one of our kids has just got a full 4-year scholarship to Berklee School of Music.
Wow.
And we're talking $300,000.
Wow.
Yeah. So those kind of, like, that's a beautiful success story. There's hundreds of others, where it's just like the child who comes in and can't even look anybody in the eye. They're so shy. And then they graduate years later, they're a songwriter, they're up there performing, they're valedictorian of their graduating class. Like, we have so many stories like that. And it's just beautiful to see them blossom.
And you've just opened in Edmonton?
We just opened in Edmonton. Yeah, we got our pilot started last month and we're full on next year. And I spent a day there a couple weeks ago, sort of opening the school. Sun Life Financial has given us $300,000 for the first couple of years, which is amazing. That was basically the reason we were able to open up there. So great to be able to do that.
Sarah, how do you like the instruments at the library program that Shaw Salzberg has kicked off?
Oh, that, you know what? I think he's been doing that for a while, right? We did it in various, I think at the Children's Hospital, and it's fantastic. Really, really cool. I mean, anybody and everybody who can put together something like that and get kids actively involved in making music is awesome.
Okay, last question. What has music given you, Sarah McLachlan?
My life. My quality of life, my joy, my sense of self, my place in the world, my understanding of who I am and what I have to give. I could go on and on. It's been a pretty amazing gift.
Your legacy.
Yeah. I ain't done yet.
Well, jazz on.
Thank you.
And then have a great tour with Josh Groban. I see you finish with two nights at the Greek in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Have mercy. What's the website for the School of Music?
It's sarahschoolofmusic.com. And I will say that we rely 100% on donations to keep our doors open. So please feel free to give whatever it is you offer. I have to do that, my little plug for the school.
I'll plug away. By the way,
thank you.
I'm looking forward to seeing you in person.
Oh, that'll be great.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Terry.